Remember what that was?
Section horror.
Uh-huh. Now that, the section horror was a kind of a, with the long teeth that came around that way.
Yeah.
It's like a spring tooth. Did they have a spring tooth horror?
Yeah. I can't remember now that spring tooth horror much.
Uh-huh.
That is, they ain't not used them much here in this. Yeah. The section horror come in after these wooden horrors uh-huh. come in here in this country.
The section horror wasn't the same thing as a spring tooth. That was...
No.
That was different.
No, it's different.
Is that made of wood?
The section yeah. horror? No, it's made of steel.
Uh-huh. And then you get so wide. I mean, that's like right. you get a... how they came in different size sections.
That's right. Some of them had two sections, some's got three, and some mm-hmm. has four sections.
I see.
Sections about 4 foot square.
Uh-huh. I see. How many could you put on? How many could you use at one time?
The sections?
Yeah.
Well, and what you could, horses could pull.
Well, what would be realistic, you know?
Well, I mean, two.
Two of them.
Two of them.
Nope. Did anybody ever try to use three?
No, not two of them.
Now, were they still? Did they use? Did they ever pull these section harrows with oxen?
No, that's before the as oxen's are gone, the horses come in and then section horrows come in.
What was probably the last year that you plowed with oxen?
If I was going to say 1905 or 1906.
Was that early? I mean, you didn't 1905 or 1906. Were you in the army?
No, I got at this late for the
I see. But you would have been about right for the first war. Right. What, about 20, how old were you, about 25 when the...
Let's see, the First World War broke out in 14, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
8-4, I was 22.
I see. How did you hurt your leg?
Log rolled over.
Oh really? Was that? Yeah. Is that what that?
In Logan Woods.
That were you up in the? Was that near here?
No, I was down at New River. I spoke of that uh-huh. cutting timber at New River.
Mm-hmm.
Catching my leg to him, broke that foot right up here in my face, broke my leg back. I got knocked with that leg out of the shoe.
Uh-huh. Your leg, it bent away from the
logs.
Uh-huh. Did they try to set it, but was it the...
Yeah, they set it back. It worked.
Uh-huh.
It worked.
Well, that's all that counts, huh?
I was done in 20.
Uh-huh.
I was done when I was just 22 years old. I should be 80.
Uh-huh. Well, it did sure. Does it bother you much when the weather changes?
Well, listen, it's probably no worse than that.
Is that right?
I told it. Strained this and it's saving this.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. I want to ask you about a little cart, a little kind of a cart that I saw over in Holsky Valley. I don't know if they have them here. They don't have them over around Mountain City, but it's a little cart like this, and just has two wheels, and it has a little thing in the front like this, a rudder, and it has and one horse pulls it, and it has no brakes on it. And the only way you have to stack the load on there very carefully, and then I guess the only way you can stop it is by forcing this rudder down into the ground. And they call it a go devil. Did you?
I've saw them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've saw them.
But they have them here in this valley.
I think they did, yes.
Mm-hmm. But I showed that to Mr. over in Laurel Blue Ring. He said that must be a Spanish. He said that must be something from Mexico.
Yeah.
What kinds of things did you use for moving wood? Did you have any special kinds of wagons for? Would you call that carting or drawing or hauling wood?
Hauling wood.
Uh huh.
Hauling wood.
Just had one kind of a.
Yeah. Just had a wagon.
Uh-huh. And
a sled. Back in our boys is all done on a sled.
No.
I can remember we're doing no wagons.
No. What were they like? What were the sleds?
They you cut a tree that had a crook on it.
Uh huh.